pornographic piece is entitled Thumbs Up. And the epigraph to it is from Shakespeare, right? To prove that it has, what's the term, redeeming literary value. the epigraph is, get you to a nunnery. See if I can find it now. It's, yeah. Thumbs up. This should be read. I really should have a costume for this. You need like a long, dark coat, a hat to pull down over your eyes, and kind of large pair of sunglasses and a seedy expression. So we'll have to imagine that. I'll have to get in my voice. Thumbs up. An unfinished pornography. Zip, zip, the cars went zipping by, and to Bunny it seemed the very hand of our Father had withdrawn the last blessing, that of love and consolation from one's neighbor, from her svelte form. Like Job, she stood upon the highway. Like Ahab, faced a departure, and yet it seemed there was to be no going forth from sin. It was with reluctance, but also relief, that she felt her left hand slipping under her skirt and inching upward along her long, tense thigh. Already her pubic hairs beaded with the ever more thickening droplets of desire. Her finger, now she began to drool. As her fingernails found the pert little clitoris that nudged like a mole's nose, her fingers. Ah, she said. Ah, ah, ah. And a great roaring filled her ears. But ever her tense right thumb pointed east. And now the cars began to slow and park around her. Ah, she cried, shaking her tawny blonde head. Ah, ah, cried the motorists, each from the middle class safety of his vehicle. She imagined the fat hands of salesmen digging into their woolly trousers and emerging with great cocks like pistols in their palms. Ah, the sky was becoming dark with semen. Great fountain shooting from the windows of Nash's. Shooting from the windows of Nash's and Studebaker's. And the steady drip from the inner roofs of cars. Should I bespeak more of this scene which tells not of sin, but the holy energy of young life, throbbing and beating to find salvation? Her faithful friend, and a quote here, the more I see of men, the more I think of dogs. Albert Payson Terhune. Her faithful friend, Pumper the Collie. Pushed his cold nose deep into her rectum. Even at the moment of consummation, an act not of charity, but love. Like a long sigh, the after-dinner expansion of air eased itself from her innards, made the 20-mile journey through the intestinal tract, and emerged, bathing the collie's face into limpidity. For Pumper, this was reward enough. But men are not so easily pleased. And the motorists came forth from their cars carrying their good time Charlies like ears of corn in their hands. Her head cleared and she saw them advance. So, again, it was to be the tribulation of the gangbang. Pumper rubbed his tiny paws against his chest and spat noisily into the air. Her eyes followed that arc of mucus, a high loft, like the forwardest of passes, over the heads of the multitude, until it descended and came to rest on the cap of one who smiled, not in desire, but in good fellowship. He was a young man of middling mental capacity, she noted, even as the first hands began to pull up her sweater, not unlike her lost Claude. And she thought again of that unfortunate boy who she had been surprised to find in the ladies' room of the Polynesian village, his prick jammed into a water faucet. They had had to remove the plumbing. Surely not the prick. And she chuckled almost lewdly at that thought and thought briefly of what her father would have thought if he had thought she was thinking this now. And she still remembered that first night, the feel of the spigot deep within her. Not unlike Claude. And was he to be her savior, this swarthy boy chick, who sat upon his motorcycle, even now revving it up, as someone whispered, "Got a cookie for a lookie at your nookie, teener," into her dripping ear. Then at the last moment, she heard a roar, and the Claude-like young man was upon her, lifting her, roaring through the assemblage and away. At the first stoplight, the begoggled youth affectionately patted all 600 horsepower of the machine beneath him. "'Tis my hog, a boy's best friend," he yodeled over his shoulder. But Bunny's drooping ears barely encupped this revelation. She felt the cool leather seat between her thighs, and as her head nodded into the blessedness of rest, she saw the raised lettering on her benefactor's jacket back. Hickory Dick. And then to sleep. The circumstances of that was, thank you. Some friends and I who had some pretensions about writers, Steve was gone by then, right? He graduated a year before the rest of us slower students. We decided we wanted to write a novel just for the fun of it, and the only thing worth writing was a pornographic novel that we thought we'd keep our interest up in, but what happened was everybody got married instead. So it never developed. A couple of people wrote a chapter.